Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Republican National Convention officially kicked off in Tampa just about an hour ago. The convention was gaveled in and then immediately gaveled out for recess until tomorrow when the festivities truly begin. And then, when Thursday rolls around, delegates will name Mitt Romney the first Republican presidential nominee from Massachusetts since Calvin Coolidge in 1924. Now, that means Massachusetts can boast the status of home state delegation this year, and they were reveling in it. Here's Massachusetts GOP Chairman Bob McGinn.
And what a blessing for all of us to be in leadership roles at this historic time in our nation's history.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff joins us now from Tampa. Hi there, Monica.
Hi, Meghna.
So you were at the Massachusetts delegates breakfast this morning. What did you see?
Well, a lot of very happy Massachusetts Republicans because they haven't had it this good in decades. They've got the best hotel. They've got the best floor access. They're going to all the best parties. And I spoke with, or Beth Myers spoke to the crowd. She's a senior strategist for Romney, and she also worked she's been working with the Republican Party in Massachusetts since 1980.
We've had some ups and downs in the Republican Party of Massachusetts, but all of you have stood by, and I hope you take great pride and great pleasure in being where you are in Tampa today. And you got a good hotel location this time.
A great hotel location because they're staying in the same place as Mitt Romney himself. And you can hear them, Monica. They sound as if they've come blinking into the sunlight after decades in the
yes.
shadows. But
yes,
I understand that at the delegation's breakfast this morning, there was a surprise speaker, too.
Yes, one of Mitt Romney's sons, Craig Romney, went up to the podium to a standing ovation, and he told an interesting story about his father. He remembers when he was a teenager and his father worked at Bain that one of his colleagues came to him very upset because his daughter had disappeared to New York. He was worried because he knew that she abused drugs. Romney shut down all of the Bain office, sent everyone to New York to find her, and because of this search, which was also covered by the local media, someone called with a tip, and Craig Romney said they found the daughter who had taken the overdose of ecstasy, and he said it wouldn't have happened without his father.
The doctors told her father that if they hadn't found her when they did, she probably wouldn't have made it. It's amazing, I think, what her father said about my dad in that situation. He said that without his help, I don't think we would have found her.
You know, Meghna, what's curious about this story is that it's meant to humanize Mitt Romney, obviously, and show that he just wants to help people. But it's also being told to a delegation that supposedly knows him, works with him, really knows him already. But regardless, they were thrilled, and they just loved Craig Romney.
So the state delegation has been a cheerleading squad, or that's actually, it seems like, one of its primary missions this week in Tampa for former Governor Romney, trying to spread the word that he did while governor here in Massachusetts.
Yeah, at the breakfast this morning, they were given clear marching orders. They needed to spread the word about Romney's economic record, that when Romney came into office, Massachusetts was at the bottom in terms of unemployment, and as he was governor, they moved Massachusetts to be the 30th in the nation with a 4.5% unemployment rate. And that also when Romney was governor, he came into a $3 billion budget gap, which he closed without raising taxes, office with a $2 billion rainy day fund. These are themes that Republicans believe are strong for the party. They're strong for Romney, and they're going to resonate with voters because the economy, they say, is the most important thing in this election. Actually, all the polls say that. And State Representative and Delegate Jay Barras from Mansfield also said he thinks this is Romney's strong point.
We need to get our budget in order. We need to get our fiscal house in order now. All that other stuff is just window dressing. It doesn't really matter, because you can't address social issues, you can't address a lot of things until the budget is fixed.
Okay, Monica, so that was from today. Tomorrow, former Governor Romney receives the party nomination.
That's right, and this is another perk of being the delegation of the nominee. They will cast the deciding vote that will put Romney over the top for the nomination. So that's going to be a very exciting moment for the Massachusetts delegation. But and then on Thursday, Romney will give his acceptance speech. We'll also have Senator Scott Brown come to the convention on Thursday. So there's a lot more going on between now and then, though. And here's Ron Kaufman. He's the Republican National Committee man for Massachusetts. And he sent off the delegation after this morning's breakfast.
Guys and girls, have the best convention ever. Thanks.
That's WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov reporting live this today and all this week from the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Monica, thanks so much.
Thanks, Magna.